Over the last few weeks, we've been hearing some stories from Captain Brendan Ford. He spent over 50 years at sea as an officer on various merchant ships. He first went to sea in 1947 and has been around the world several times. Tonight, he has a story about a French Foreign Legionnaire.
An encounter with the French Foreign Legion. Reading in the newspaper recently about the concerns of a new commanding officer in the French Foreign Legion, that today there are few recruits to the Legion who speak French, and that there is a shortage of actual French recruits to give a French feel to the force, reminded me of an incident in my seagoing days. I was employed at the time by Irish Shipping and had been appointed a second mate of the Irish Willow for a voyage to Mediterranean ports, beginning with ports in France and Spain and going on to Castellamare de Stabia, a small town and port in the Bay of Naples. We had various cargoes on board, including old tram tracks from Dublin. We sailed outwards on the 22nd of November 1961 and arrived in Italy just before New Year 1962. I remember being surprised to find that such a lovely town, tropical looking to us seafarers, with its palm trees, was so cold. So bitterly cold, even in sunshine. We had a few days there, and I managed to get in a trip to see the ruins at Pompeii near Vesuvius. Locals explained that the cold was due to northeast winds coming down from the mountains. Even wolves were said to have come down into the towns to get food. We even also saw young women tourists queuing in summer frocks, in tears, waiting to get repatriated home to the UK, their holidays cut short. Local food and hospitality were much appreciated by us, and after a pleasant stay of a few days, we sailed for Dublin. Our homeward route took us along the North African coast, where Algerian France was everyday news, as the local French colonists resisted the move by France to grant independence to the Algerian people. During our earlier visits to France, Spain and Italy, all the crew had availed of bargains in wine, quantities of cheap wine that came in large wicker-covered bottles. There is always the danger of a bargain going wrong, but we had taken an odd swig from the bottles and all seemed well. I had a few large bottles standing in the corner of my cabin, well secured against the rolling of the ship. In January 1962, somewhere off the north coast of Algeria, I was supposed to go on watch, but was suddenly taken very ill. Captain Tyrrell was very concerned about my health, and we proceeded into Algiers to get medical attention. I don't know why we actually went in and alongside the dock, instead of going to anchor outside and getting medical help out to us, as sometimes would be the practice. I was unconscious and not aware of what was going on, but when I was revived and found a uniformed officer attending to me, he was a Foreign Legion medical man of some sort. I don't know if he was a qualified medical doctor or not, but I will call him doctor here for convenience. He took blood and blood pressure and reduced vomit, which he closely examined. Our conversation was in English, as I had no French. He had Legionnaire support with him, about six men on board. While he was working on me, we could hear in the background, in Algiers, small arms fire, no artillery. Two of his men, heavily armed, remained with him all the time he examined me. I'm fairly certain the doctor spoke to the two men in German. This was no real surprise, because after World War II, a fair number of Rommel's Afrika Korps men, released as prisoners of war, remained on in North Africa, settled down and joined the French Foreign Legion. I was uneasy when the doctor began to examine and taste my supply of wine, and was horrified when he began to empty the contents down the sink of my wash basin. "Where are you pouring away my wine?" I asked. He responded sharply, "Even my legionnaires would not drink such stuff. It would kill you." We sailed for home an hour or two later, with my cure delivered on board, several large bottles of Vichy water. Outside the harbour, a patrol boat came out after us, and a boarding party arrived on deck, began searching the ship. Two German-speaking legionnaires who had stowed away on our ship were found and taken back to Algiers. I don't want to think about what might have happened to them.
And that was Captain Brendan Ford, who is now living happily in retirement in Dublin.